You are now stuck inside my head. I apologize for the mess.
All right, we're back to just pure audio only. I like this so much better. I'm sitting outside on a beautiful Saturday morning. Well, actually, it's afternoon now. My woman's inside making me a sandwich. It's gonna be a good day. Just got back from going to the thrift store. I started this hobby a few years ago. I mean, it's been like 5 years. Started with going to estate sales and going through dead people's junk. There's something I love about that because, like, you get to look through someone's life, kind of see the things that they valued. You know, one of the things that I always see that always kind of cracks me up is seeing, like, the health books, like how to extend your life, how to live forever, you know, stuff from the early 90s. And I always look at it and laugh because it's like, well, it didn't work. Like, I'm at your estate sale because you died. You know, it's just the things that people worry about and think about. I don't know. But it's always been interesting to me to go to an estate sale because you get to see all that. And everything's for sale, which is kind of an interesting thing about. It's like, you know, you see some rocks in the garden. You can make an offer to buy some rocks because everything's for sale at an estate sale. And I got a lot of stuff that, you know, quality things that I wouldn't have bought at the store new like that, but I got them at estate sales, and they went from that to, you know, I grew up going to garage sales. My first home, when I first moved out on my own, I went to a couple garage sales and bought pots and pans and plates and cups and everything I would need to survive at garage sales. And I'm a big fan of thrift stores for clothes. All my clothes are used. I love thrift stores. But a few years back, I got hooked on going to what's called the bin store. It's the Goodwill outlet store. Only a few states have these, but if you have a Goodwill in your state, there's a good chance that you have located in some major city. Some states have two of them, an outlet store, which is where everything that is not sold, or when they have too much inventory to go through, they will take all those items and dump them at the bin store, the Goodwill outlet. And you pay by the pound. You can get some really good deals. But mostly it's just an adventure because no employee has looked at some of this stuff and valued it. You don't know what you're going to find. Like, I found some crazy technology that people just didn't know what it was. And so it ends up at the bin store. And then I find it and I'm like, I know exactly what this is. And it still works. I have a Harmony remote control system for my house, which, if you don't know what that is, it's a crazy expensive little Wi-Fi remote control system. Lets you just, you know, you tell the Google device or the Android or Alexa device, Amazon Echo, what you want it to do, and it does it to you. So you could, you know, turn the TV on to channel 4, and it will automatically turn the TV on and then change to channel 4. It's a cool device, and I wouldn't have that. But I found one at the bin store. So I got hooked. I think I got hooked because I found my second trip there. I found a couple books that were $1,000 value, and I bought them for like 89 cents. They were 300-year-old Bibles that were in Old Church Slavic. They weren't even real Bibles. They're like the manual you give a priest 300 years ago who's a priest for the Russian Orthodox Church. And it was in Old Church Slavic, which is currently a dead language. So it was a whole adventure I went on trying to decipher what it was, find out its value, find out who would want it. I ended up donating one to the Russian Orthodox Church. And I have another copy that's just, I still in my possession, that I just keep, you know, cause I love it. But it got me hooked because at that point you never know what you're going to find and you might find a crazy treasure. And so, I used to work from home exclusively, and I had to find ways to get out of the house, like reasons to go do something during the week to get myself away from the house. Because, you know, you work from home, and I was busy, and I would stay billable and busy. But then, like, you know, your wife comes home, and you're like, well, let's, you know, cook some dinner, and, you know, sit in and do stuff this evening, and you end up just weeks on end not leaving the house. So I had to find reasons to leave the house, and one of those reasons was to go to the Goodwill bin store. I have since not had as much free time during the day to just run up there for no reason. But I used to do it every week. Now my mom does it because I got her involved in it. She got me involved in estate sales, and then I started inviting her to go to the bin store with me. And now she does it sometimes twice a week. She's super addicted to it. She buys a lot of stuff for her grandkids. I haven't been in a while, but I got to go today. It's a fun activity. And if I go one time, I come home with two bags of things. It's going to keep me busy at nighttime, putting stuff away and finding homes for things and fixing things. I find a lot of stuff that just, it's got value, but you have to know what it is and care about it to see its value. And there's something about that that connects with me, that with like people, you know, there's a lot of people in the world that people don't see their value. It's easy to discard people because you think you know them, or you think that they're not having accounted for much, but what you just don't know is the whole story. And there's something beautiful about that. So I have a whole area of my house that's dedicated to repairing broken things and making them valuable again. It's kind of my plan for retirement, is just to do that, just to tinker and fix things and do some arts and crafts and stuff like that in my old age. So I'm kind of planning ahead and collecting a lot of things for it. But yeah, so it's been a good day. I'm not even sure where I was going with today's podcast. I just wanted to sit down and record just an audio only because I like this so much better. Getting to be outside and do this, it's nice. Got a lot of plans for this evening. It's a beautiful day today. The other day I got out expecting it to be spring and it got cold and I got rained on my motorcycle. So I'm going to try to avoid that experience again because that's never fun. But I would like to get out tonight and do some riding and go some places. I got a lot of things on my plate right now. And so it hasn't been as easy to sit down and record these things, but it's going to be easier now with it just being audio. So I'm going to go see if somebody made me a sandwich. I hope that worked. And then, just go out and have a good day today. Deal with all the stuff that I purchased at the bin store and got a few side projects and stuff that I need to get started on. I've been learning a whole lot, diving into a whole new realm of industry, and so I've got a bunch of podcasts to listen to, some books to read, studying fluid dynamics right now in my free time, and there's a lot of stuff I'm learning that I'm just kind of excited about. It's kind of fun. I'm thinking about trying to line up some tours at like the some government agencies to learn some more stuff. But just having a good life. You know, the world around you is detailed and amazing. Like, everything you see around you has a history. It became into being in a very special way. And it has a way that it works that if you learn it, you'll be amazed. And so I kind of try to keep that mindset and just enjoy life. So, because there's so much to enjoy. Like, I don't know. I think it's what heaven's going to be like. Sometimes people think heaven's going to be boring. I'm like, well, this isn't boring. Like, I've spent my whole life and generations before me for hundreds and thousands of years. I don't know, hundreds of thousands. For thousands of years, people have been learning about the environment we live in and trying to manipulate the world to make the next generation a little bit easier and better. If that's all we do in heaven is to take God's genius and unravel it and enjoy it and learn how to master it and develop with it, I mean, that's... I could never get bored of that. That'd be amazing. So, but there's a little bit of heaven on earth, so I'm going to go off and enjoy today's day and learn some more stuff and just be grateful. So, I hope you can have a positive attitude too and, enjoy your life. Talk to you later. Bye.